This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman. Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper here with me. If you want to watch the show, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Facebook or YouTube, and just type in today's issues, and you can watch the program there, interact with some of the other folks who watch on Facebook. Thank you for listening to AFR. On Fridays, we have this show from 10 to 11:30 Central Time. It's called Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, when we do this program, there's a lot of thought that goes into it.
Absolutely.
And what's our objective at the end of the day?
Well, our objective, Tim, thank you for that question. Mm-hmm. We want, we have a special relationship with our students. We want to make them smarter.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Betterer.
Two things.
And awesomer.
Three things.
Yes.
Those are our three objectives.
And we guarantee that. We guarantee that if you're a consistent student here at Learning University.
You don't need no South New Hampshire University.
That's right. Phoenix,
Phoenix College,
no?
Or whatever they call themselves.
Right.
We just need
Learning University.
Yeah, Learning University is all you need. Forget those other schools that claim they can get you on the right road on life. If you can get a right road on.
Right.
I don't think you can, but you get the idea.
I do.
Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio, where we have our own Learning University. All right, what we're going to do now is repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. And then we're going to get back to the phones and take your calls. So let's repeat our questions.
Okay. I have three questions. Uh-huh. I'm going to add one because I already mentioned it.
Okay.
Question, drinking drinks with caffeine dehydrates you. Is that true or false?
Wouldn't the question be simpler just say drinks with caffeine?
Drinks with caffeine. Well, it's drinks with caffeine if you don't drink them. You could have one sitting on your table. Does a drink that's sitting there dehydrate you? That's
like,
what I'm saying.
It's like the tree in the forest.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. question number two, in what year was the first Academy Awards ceremony held? Mm-hmm. I'll let you get within 5 years mm-hmm. on that one.
And was Cher there?
Was Cher there? Oh, the eternal woman there, I guess. And third question.
You got
question,
all those gypsies, tramps, and thieves just out there running around.
Right. That's right. And then who is the author of the Sherlock Holmes character? Mentioned him in a previous question. Sherlock Holmes, that is. Who is the author of the Sherlock Holmes character or creator of the character?
Here's what I've got. Start off with a Bible question. What city was home to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus? Where did Mary, Martha, and Lazarus live? Second question, what does the Roman numeral C represent? How much is C in Roman numerals? Third question, I'll add a new one. Which side of a ship or an airplane is starboard? Which side of a ship is starboard? You have port and starboard. Which side is starboard?
You have what in starboard?
Port. Port is one side. It's nautical and aeronautical.
Forget right and left.
Yeah, forget right and left.
Gotcha.
You got port and you've got starboard.
And who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Exactly.
You know?
Charlie.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
Charlie Tuna.
Okay.
Tuna Charlie.
It's clearly SpongeBob SquarePants.
We're not connecting here yet.
Okay.
We're not connecting. I think we should save this to after the program. You and I sit down. And I think we can work it out. I really do. All right, here are my... Oh, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm tracking
with
you
now. I figured you with grandkids.
Yeah,
you
know, I do know that kids. Because of grandkids. Yeah. You're right, but that's still weird. Anyway.
That's still a weird question.
Still weird and a weird character. Who thinks of this if they're... Not on some
can
kind
I tell you
of
a quick? Can I tell you a quick question? I mean, tell a quick story about that.
You may.
So when it first came out, and our little ones were watching that, I came home one day, and you try to be on the same page, parenting and everything.
Yeah.
And Melanie said, "Hey, I need you to go in here because I've got some real concerns about Sp- SpongeBob SquarePants. I said, about what? She said, whether.
That's the first you heard of it?
Yeah, they're watching it. They love it. She said, and I tell them, no, I don't think this is good. So you need to go in there and, you know, so reinforce this. I said, okay. So I go in there and I'm watching it. And I'm laughing and laughing. I said, these writers are brilliant. She said, come here. You know, come in the kitchen. You missed the
what
you,
we have
you,
here.
You missed the memo. Yeah.
Is a failure to communicate.
The United Front. United Front.
Right. And you're in Daddy's laughing.
I was laughing.
That reminds
head
me
off.
Of it. And most parents have been in this situation before. Where you're talking about one time, Allison, my wife, you know, we had three children, a daughter and two sons. And one of our middle son, well, he's a middle child, oldest son, Wesley, was giving Allison some problems. And she pretty well handled them herself, okay? It wasn't wait till Daddy gets home. She handled them herself. Well, anyway, this was happened about 4:30 something. I get home about 5:30. She goes, you know what? You know what your son did? And you need to go up there and deal with it right now.
Right now.
Huh? Upstairs. We had it upstairs. So you're like, okay. He did, you know, you don't dare say, and you got mad about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. You know, so you walk up, I walk upstairs, and you're trying to work up something that ain't there.
You're just glad to be home?
I'm
see
just
my
glad
family.
To be home. I'm going on my patio or whatever. And she wants me to go
be the bad cop.
Work up some anger. Get up there and deal with it. So I went upstairs and went into the room, you know, and I'm kind of like, all right, let me tell you something, young man. And I'm like looking over my shoulder, you know, see if she's, you know, yeah. if she's out there. And I'm like telling Wes, I'm like going, Wes, you know, come on, man, work with me. You know, act like, you know, so you better not do that again. If you do that again, you'll be grounded for 6 months. Do you hear me, young man? You know, so
look at me when I'm talking to you. Yeah. What are you looking at?
Yeah, right. So I come walking out in the hall after I'd done that, and she goes, "That was so fake." She goes, "That was pathetic. I'm not even going to ask you to do that again." So I'm going, "What? What did I do wrong?"
Yeah, it was you just, asked me to do it, and then when right, I do it, you, it's
he
not
knows,
good enough.
He knows you're not serious. So anyway. Trying to work up an emotional response to something.
And you don't want to say, well, I'm not serious. I just got home. I'm not right. angry at the kid.
So you're not supportive of me. We're not a team. Okay, I got you. All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones we go. And we go to Virginia. Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello to you, Mark. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer?
I wanted to answer Professor JJ's question about Lazarus.
Here's the question. What city was home to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, Mark?
I think it was Bethany.
Uh-oh! Hey! You are kidding me.
No, we're not.
That is the mystery question, Mark.
Yes.
Not the mystery question, Mark. It is the mystery question, Mark. Sorry about that. And
what's happened here, Ed?
Mark has won a brand new, and I mean brand new, this has never been worn, Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt and a bottle of Redeem Clean laundry detergent. What do you think about that, Mark?
Oh, I'm very excited. Thank you very much.
Well, and let me just say, we always tell our listeners when they win, when we're through with you on the radio, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. Mm-hmm. And then Cindy Roberts will get your information, size, and where to ship these items.
That's just way to go, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got a lot of personal questions just to get a T-shirt.
Well, just his size,
people are
going to
start wondering,
address.
Yeah, we in cahoosion with Facebook or something like that. You know, give their information away. What size are you, sir? Okay.
Hey, Mark.
What's your favorite food?
Now, when you woke up this morning, did you think you were going to win anything today?
No.
Well, look at this. Friday, the weekend's around the corner, and you're a winner, buddy. Hey, what's your question for us?
So I wanted to ask you, what are the first names of Lewis and Clark?
Colossal and Giant.
Is Meriwether one of them?
Yes.
Meriwether.
Okay, Meriwether.
Meriwether is one of them. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, Meriwether. Clark? Was it?
No, no, it's Lewis and Clark. Oh yeah, I mean, which one was which? Yeah. I'm not sure, but that came to me. I thought it's either a boxer or a explorer. So it's worth a guess.
So we got to come up with the other name.
Meriwether and
okay, Benson.
Start with the A. Albert.
Luigi.
Alfred.
Luigi.
Alan.
Let's get to the B's. Italian in there, aren't you?
Because I think it was one of them was an Italian.
We don't know.
No, we only know
Meriwether.
Yeah.
What's the other one, Mark?
Okay, so it's Meriwether Lewis and William Clark.
William Clark. Billy. Well,
did you shorten Meriwether in a way, or did you just go with Meriwether everywhere you go? That just sounds like a long name to take into every day.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, I'm going to be called Meriwether all day long.
So who do I make the check out to?
Yeah, Meriwether.
Bo. His nickname was Bo.
But that's what I'm saying. Surely you had something.
Mary?
You know.
Well, hey, listen, Mary and Pippin.
M.W.
In Lord of the Rings.
M.W. is a mouthful.
M.W.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Mark, I'm going to put you on hold, so don't go anywhere, all right?
Thank you.
All right, congratulations.
I don't think I gave my questions a while ago again. I only have two left. Maybe I did, but if I did, forgive me.
No, you didn't. You didn't give them.
Which is the only body organ able to regenerate?
Human body organ.
Yes, excuse me. Which is the only human body organ able to regenerate itself? And number two, which breed of cat has a shortened tail or no tail at all? That is, there's a certain breed of cat that has that characteristic.
Is that a domestic cat you're talking about?
Okay. Well, that's not going to work when you're in that whole thing where your grandpa says that he is as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't include that one.
You don't. Anyway, there we go. Back to the phones.
Oklahoma is where we go next. Madison is on the line. Madison, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Madison. You there? Okay, here's you there, Madison.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. We can hear you. Welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I'm sorry. I was listening to the radio too.
Okay, and you turn your radio down. And then
okay, yeah, I got it.
All right, won't confuse you. Which question do you want to answer?
Okay, so we only wanted to answer the question that since the other girl didn't get it about the human organ.
Yes, okay. Who am I talking to?
This is Madison.
Madison, the question is, which is the only human organ able to regenerate itself?
I'm actually a nursing student. It's also the largest organ, but it's the skin.
The skin?
The skin. Largest organ can regenerate itself. Is that
it? Well, because we're running short on time here, Should I go ahead and give the answer to the question? And
what's up?
No,
you
got 10 minutes, and you only have two questions.
Okay.
Left.
Okay, that is incorrect. That is a good guess, I suppose. Well, no, it's not really it. You can't. No.
I think I've heard that it's not an organ.
Is it an organ?
I think it is considered.
But does it regenerate
itself? I think
itself?
It's the largest organ.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
This is Madison.
Madison.
Yeah, I think
but
it
I'm
does.
Talking about. I'm talking about. You may be correct then, but I should have said
internal.
Okay.
You want to take a guess on the internal? Internal.
I want to say probably the kidney.
Okay.
I mean, I know people die from kidney, but
no, that is an organ, and it's most people it's inside
beside your jellyfish organ.
You know, if you got an exposed,
I'm gonna help you get an A here
I'll be honest,
for your next.
You got an
nursing.
Exposed kidney. You might want to, you know,
you might want to go to the emergency room for that.
Well, schedule
one.
A doctor's appointment at least.
Yeah.
Huh? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but it can rejuvenate itself, right?
No, I don't think so.
Kidney can't.
That's why you always have to give somebody a kidney when they're having problems.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Madison, yeah, thank you.
Well, she have a question for us?
Yeah, you have a question for us?
Yes. So I know a lot of people don't know. Do y'all know what CPR stands for?
CPR?
Is it cardiopulmonary resuscitation?
I think that's it.
Yes, that is it.
Ed came through on that.
Ed, too, with the medical question.
That's right, because I was still thinking about the kidney on the outside. But.
Yeah.
So, Madison, you're talking about CPR in your nursing student. There was a guy who was doing CPR training, and they had the dummy torso, and they were doing the compression and doing the breathing, and then the instructor said, put your ear down to the dummy's mouth and tell me what you hear. And the student put his ear down there, and he said, I can't feel my legs.
Well, Madison, you can use that in one of your classes.
I definitely will.
Okay. Thank you, Madison.
Have a great weekend.
By the way, this breed of cat I'm talking about is, to answer Ed's question, it is a domesticated cat. We're not talking about some cat in the middle of the jungle.
Well, not like a bobcat, because bobcats.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University continues. 10 more minutes, sir. All right. 9 more minutes. Go ahead.
We go to Alabama, and Scott is on the line. Scott, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you. How y'all doing?
Good,
we're
Scott.
Doing great. Scott, thank you,
Scott,
for asking.
I got a free T-shirt for you if you have a banjo on your knee right now.
No, I got a bunch of dust from cleaning the garage.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Well, so this is it. He's cleaning the garage. So, Scott, this was your task for today, but here you are listening instead to Trivia Friday.
You can multitask.
Yeah, multitask. Okay. All right. You want to ask or answer or do both, Scott?
Well, since I've been waiting so long, I think I'll do both.
Okay.
And I'd like to answer the organ.
All right. Back to the organ question.
That would be the liver.
Okay. Which is the only internal human body organ able to regenerate itself? And your answer is the liver?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Nicely done.
It is the liver. The liver's purpose, Scott, is what exactly?
It's like a big filter.
Yeah, filters out.
Impurities.
Give me three impurities, Ed, if you would.
Well, I know alcohol goes through the...
So it'd be filtered right there. Alcohol's an impurity. You don't see that advertised
on TV,
Well, hence cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah.
If somebody is an addict, that's a terrible thing.
Also, it filters out impurities when you eat food off the floor after 5 seconds. If you don't follow the 5-second rule,
nicely done.
Then the impurity has to get filtered out from the liver, and that's you don't want to put that kind of strain.
Well, and here's another thing: it helps you with the slang as far as the Rubicon and the dictionary goes, because anytime somebody doesn't seem to be courageous enough, you say, "You liver lily." And then you fill in the blank. Lily livered. Yeah, it gives us a reason to insult somebody. If you got somebody that's liberal or that's leaning to the left, you can use liver with your insult. And then you finish up and say, and the horse you rode in on. After you say bad things about their liver.
All right.
He has to have drugs to do this next morning, don't you think, Ed? Be able to come up with this?
That's a lot of blood in my caffeine system.
Oh, my word.
And my liver is able to filter out some of that stuff.
Do you ever do that when you go out and order food at a restaurant? Just switch over to that character there?
No, but my wife has said a bunch of times, with just the two of us, she said, you just can't turn this off, can you? As far as the one-liners and the corny jokes.
Oh, man.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Did you have a question for us? Did we already ask it?
I do, and I'll make it quick, and I hope it hasn't been asked before. My question is, what is in water that puts out fire?
What is in water that puts out fire?
Now, you know, we got the H.
Earth,
and you got the
hydrogen.
Earth, wind.
I tell you what, when Philip Bailey left them, they weren't the same. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that is
Mama Cass. That wasn't she. Wasn't part of it.
She died. Her liver couldn't filter out that ham sandwich.
Mm-mm.
All right. That was covered uncalled for, wasn't it, Scott?
Maybe.
You got your H and you got your 2 and you got
hydrogen,
your O. H2O. So we can break this down and figure out what it is that puts out the fire.
You know, I got to tell you, Scott, that is one of the most intriguing questions I've ever been asked, because my first thought was, duh, it's wet. But it smothers, it cuts off the oxygen for the fire, I'm guessing, because a fire needs oxygen to burn.
This may be a riddle, and we're going to be embarrassed if we're overthinking this to the nth degree.
Listen.
Give us the answer, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
the answer is a fireboat.
A fireboat?
Yeah.
All right.
It
now,
has a water pump on it. They typically pump 3,000 gallons per minute or better, and they're in the water.
What in the water puts out a fire? A
fireboat. So you were right. It was a riddle,
I was overthinking it. Out there in the harbor.
Out in the harbor. Yeah.
Scott, that's like those people that they said they knew they were firemen in the original Christmas story, because it says the wise men came from afar.
Yeah,
that is correct. And I happen to be a fireman also, so that's kind of a riddle we use on rookies.
Yeah, there you go. Scott, thanks for your service. We really do appreciate all of our first responders, and thank you so much for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend, buddy.
And get back to that garage, Scott. You know you got to get that done before 5 o'clock.
Get that honeydew list.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Scott. All right. One more?
Yeah.
All right. Texas, Jeff, you're the last one up. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Yeah. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're running late, so I'll just ask you one, okay?
All right, that's fine. We got time if you want to try to take a shot at a question.
Well, you've answered most of mine. I was going to say the skin also, but you came up with the liver, so I'll just go ahead and ask you one.
Who's okay. The one I'm talking to?
This is Jeff from Texas.
Jeff, excuse me, Jeff, just a minute. And don't take this the wrong way, Jeff. I just didn't come up with it. Okay.
Hey, these professors can be thin-skinned. You get it? Thin-skinned.
I do my research for the show, man. I take it very seriously.
All right. Well, we'll see how sharp you are on this. Then.
We're ready, Jeff.
You have two Native Indians standing on a bridge. One Indian was the father of the other Indian's son. What relationship were the two Indians?
Two little Indians standing on a bridge. What was the riddle?
He didn't say little.
That's a riddle.
I used to do this with my grandson.
Two Native Indians
standing on a bridge.
One was named Pete. The other was Repeat. No, go ahead.
And the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed." I can finish that. No. I can finish it.
No way. Go back to two Indians standing on a bridge.
Yeah.
All right.
One Indian was the father of the other Indian's son. What relationship were the two Indians?
The Indians were married. They were husband and wife.
Good for you. I'll tell you.
Wow. You had me. I was sitting there going, what? I have no idea what this is. All right. Hey.
Thanks,
Jeff,
buddy.
We're out of time.
Thank you, brother.
Have a great weekend. All right. We got to give our questions, answers. All right. Drinking drinks with caffeine dehydrates you. True or false?
True.
False. The diuretic effect of caffeine is offset by the amount of water in the drink. That's from the Mayo Clinic.
Oh.
Author of Sherlock Holmes was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Wasn't Sirhan Sirhan?
No, it wasn't. 1929, first Academy Awards ceremony.
Roman numeral C, what say you?
100.
100. And then, which side of a ship is starboard?
I say the right side.
It is on the right side. Yep.
which breed of cat has a shortened tail or no cat? No tail at all. It's called the Manx.
The Manx?
M-A-N-X. The Manx cat. They opened for the stray cats. The Manx cats did. M-A-N-X. Look it up. They have no tail. It's like tail's been cut off.
Huh.
But they're born without it. So anyway.
What do they twitch when they're angry at you?
That's a good question for next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Keep listening to AFR. We'll see you next time, okay?